This is Senator Bob Dole. President Reagan's arms control strategy is paying off again. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, despite all the dangerous efforts by congressional Democrats to hand the Soviets a big pile of arms control victories on a silver platter, the president is hanging tough on his arms control strategy, and as a result, we're making progress. Despite the hysteria you tried to kick up after Reykjavik, the president would not give away SDI, and the Soviets finally agreed to drop Star Wars from the negotiations. And now, Ted, despite your cries for even more concessions, the Soviets have apparently agreed to the proposal I made and the president endorsed for 0-0 globally on intermediate-range missiles. We don't yet have the arms reduction agreement we want, but we will get there if you will just get off the president's back and let him do the nation's business.
Bob, you've been watching Oliver North videos for too long. In the past 7 years, the administration has fumbled away opportunity after opportunity on nuclear arms control. It's earned a reputation as the most anti-arms control administration since the dawn of the nuclear age. Part of the problem, Bob, is that arms control isn't in your right-wing dictionary. With your encouragement, the administration has spent the past 6 years in reckless pursuit of Star Wars and an arms race in outer space while refusing to negotiate here on Earth. The fiasco at Reykjavik was the last straw, Bob. It proved that the administration was not interested in arms control and was not even competent to negotiate. The current talks are a step forward, and I hope they succeed. But they're happening because the administration has finally realized that Congress and the country are fed up with your past 6 years of stonewalling on arms control. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the worsening shortage of nurses in the nation's hospitals. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.